Yes, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author, and to Srila Prabhupada, who is a translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta prayeshu bhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke nashta bhagavati naishtiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is souls unto the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of God, it is worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is the 1st of March, yes, 2014. We're continuing our reading from the 5th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter 3, entitled Rishabhdev's Appearance, and text 19, which is the second to the last verse in the chapter. I was planning to just do that last verse as well, but tomorrow's speaker said, no, I already prepared for that verse. So I said, okay. No problem. So it's in prose form. I'll just read it, and then those who would like to try. Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Nishamayantya Merudevyaha Patim Abhidhayantar Dadhe Bhagavan. So Iti Nishamayantya Merudevya. Patim abhidha yantar dade bhagavan. Anybody like to try? Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti nishama yantya merudevya Patim abhidha yantar dade bhagavan. Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti Nishamayantya Merudevyaha Patim Abhidhayantardade Bhagavan. Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti nishamayantya merudevya Patim vidhayantardade bhagavan. Vaishnavis? Sri Shuka Uvacha Iti nishamayantya merudevya Patim abhidhayantardade bhagavan. So, word meanings. Sri Shuka Uvacha. Sri Shukadev Goswami said. Iti. Thus. Nishamayantya. Who was listening. Merudevyaha. In the presence of Merudevi. Patim, unto her husband. Abhidhaya, having spoken. Antardadhe, disappeared. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. Shukadeva Goswami continued, after saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabhi, Queen Merudevi, was sitting by the side of her husband, and consequently, she could hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. Please repeat. Shukadeva Goswami continued. After saying this, the Lord disappeared. The wife of King Nabhi, Queen Merudevi, was sitting by the side of her husband, And consequently, she could hear everything the Supreme Lord had spoken. Srila Prabhupada's very brief purport. According to the Vedic injunctions, one should perform sacrifices in the company of one's own wife. Sapatni ko dharman acharet. Religious rituals should be performed with one's wife. Therefore, Maharaj Nabhi conducted his great sacrifice with his wife by his side. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavani Paschatchadeshkarne. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmay Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandehang Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalang Shri Guru and Vaishnavangsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tangsajivam Shadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangsha Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindabaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pre Vancha Kopaturubhyascha Kripasindhumevacha Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaurabhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So after a long time, I've been allowed to enter this temple again, somehow, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the presiding deities. Srila Prabhupada would often stress that we should not take Krishna's Vrindavan pastimes cheaply. This is called sahajiya, one who takes the pastimes of the Lord cheaply, thinking that if Vrindavan Leela is the highest manifestation of God's activities, then I will just jump into that pastime, into those pastimes, and that's it. Nothing else needs to be done. But no. The Srimad Bhagavatam is complete in 12 cantos. The pastimes of the Lord in Vrindavan are presented in the 10th canto. So one has to hear and clearly understand the first 9 cantos before you can enter into the 10th canto in a proper mood. Otherwise, one will jump over all the nectar of the 5th canto. I happen to have the good fortune of working on the production of this book. I joined in 73 New York, and in short order they got me involved in the book production, which at that time was known as ISKCON Press. Then in 75, the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust was formed, and they shipped us all out from New York to LA. And very quickly we got involved in a marathon producing the completing the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Only the first 2 volumes had been done, so we finished 15 volumes of the Chaitanya Charitamrita and this 5th canto. And this was revelatory knowledge, and Prabhupada understands this very well, and that's why he insisted on having this temple of Vedic planetarium created in Mayapur. I just came from Mayapur, and it's awesome. I took a tour of the construction as it is. Unfortunately, they've pushed back the completion date. For us who are getting on in years, it's getting to be a little bit, are we going to make it? They were saying a year or so ago that it would be done in 2016. Now they're saying 2022. So I said, don't push it any farther, please. Because I've had the strong desire to be alive to see the grand opening of the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. I don't want to leave this planet before that happens. So, please, I'm begging them to complete this temple on time. So, the Prabhupada wanted, after here we're in the first few chapters, we're hearing about the build-up to the appearance of Lord Rishabhadev, and his teachings are presented in the 5th chapter of this canto. As a matter of fact, if you notice in the Srimad Bhagavatam, every canto has a verse that Prabhupada selected himself personally to make as the seed verse for that canto. For instance, in the first canto, famous verse most of you should know, Krishne Sadhama Pagate Dharma Gyana Nivisaha Kalo Nasha Rasangisha Pura Narka Dinodita. That the Srimad Bhagavatam is as brilliant as the sun, And it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by Dharma Gyan Adibi. Dharma means religion. Although Prabhupada said it's not exactly, but they translate it into English as religion. And Gyan, knowledge. So Krishna is accompanied when he leaves by Dharma Gyan Adibi. And Dharma, Gyan, and all other good qualities, they leave when Krishna goes back to his own abode. So where are we going to find knowledge about Dharma in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Purana Arka. It is the brilliant Purana that gives us the light by which we can see in the darkness of this age of Kali. And this is a very dark age. We're all old enough now, experienced enough to know that this is not just a metaphor. It's not just a poetic creation. No. This age is extremely dark. Darkness of ignorance pervades everywhere. And that's why, like I said, I just came from Mayapur, and Bibi Govinda Maharaj arrived a few days before I left. And so I was there for the ILS meetings, and every day they had a big gathering for lunch. Everybody would come together. So just the day before I left, he sat down and he chanted Hare Krishna before lunch for like half an hour. You've heard Bibi Govinda Maharaj chant. He's just very intense. So after he finished chanting, he said that the night before, he had made the mistake, after many, many weeks of not hearing any outside news, he made the mistake of going online just to check what the news was in the world. And he was so shocked by all the killing that's going on everywhere, from Syria to now in Venezuela, everywhere practically. Brother against brother, sister against sister. People are just killing. Ukraine, so many places. So he was shocked. He was very saddened. And so he was begging all of us that please chant Hare Krishna intensely and seriously, because this is the only hope. It's the only hope for this planet. Serious, intense chanting of Hare Krishna. So, so Prabhupada, he knew that the darkness of this age just could not be dissipated by any other means but by widespread distribution of his books. Obviously, these Puranas were existing before Prabhupada made his presentation. But unless you're a pure devotee of the Lord, people don't get the right understanding of the Vedic presentation, the Vedic knowledge. So we're fortunate again to work on this marathon, getting these books out. And Prabhupada inspired all of us to please continue this book production and book distribution. There is no meaning of production without distribution. There has to be continued distribution of Prabhupada's books. And therefore Prabhupada was very, very insistent and very enlivened when he heard the scores of his books being distributed. So those of you new devotees, some of you may not understand why we have to read the scores in front of the deities every morning. Why this insistence on... Yes, it's absolutely necessary. Because without... Even here in India, India is known as Punya Bhumi, the land where it's very easy to acquire pious credits. But as we'll hear from Lord Rishabhadev, especially in the fifth chapter, it's not enough to acquire pious credits. Because pious or impious, your karma is going to keep you on this plane of existence, meaning the material plane, not necessarily this earth plane. As we hear later on in this fifth canto, you can go all the way down to the hellish planets, Atala, Talatala, Patala Loka, all these lower, Mahatala, Rasatala, there's all seven planetary systems going down, and then seven planetary systems going up. So by staying on the, just desiring karma, good karma, you will just go up and then you'll come down again. Chinya Punya Marcha Loka Vishala, you'll come back down. No one stays up. It's just like throwing some flower petals in the air. They stay up for a while and they come down, inevitably. This is called Akasha Pushpa, Prabodhananda Saraswati, famous verse. It's Akasha Pushpa. So the devotees are not interested in going higher planetary systems because it's temporary and then you come back down again. So we don't want to just act piously. Prabhupada did not create an international society for pious activities. International society for Krishna consciousness. And notice how he put the first word international. He could have made it Krishna consciousness society, but he made it international society. Just to drive home the point that these teachings of the Vedas, of the Puranas, especially the Bhagavad Purana and Srimad Bhagavatam, they apply to everyone in every country. And that's why it's so nice when ISKCON has a big gathering like Mayapur Festival now, and then everybody's coming to Vrindavan. And you see the variety, manifestations of human bodies that are out there from everywhere, from Kazakhstan to United States to Russia to China. After I leave here, I'm going to China for 5 days, Guangzhou, because I do a lot of business there. I buy the printing for the North America BBT. And inevitably nowadays, the best prices you can find, quality price ratio you find in China. And also to meet the devotees, have some sangha. So, it's an international society. We should not forget that. As a matter of fact, whenever I run into any of my God brothers who travel and preach a lot, I always implore them, please, you take pictures, videos, create something that you can share with the devotees while you travel. So the devotees in Kazakhstan can see news from London. The devotees in London can see news from LA, like that. We're an international society. Prabhupada set that mood when he would come to Mayapur Festival. I was there first in 76. And Prabhupada had them create a display. Pandal would display of pictures of the deities from all around the world. And activities from all around the world. So Prabhupada wanted to keep this mood of international culture very prominent. We're not into just our local culture. Not that I'm from Vrindavan and I don't care what happens in Bombay or, you know, or Africa. Or, no. We want to know the news of Krishna consciousness from all around the world. From Bulgaria. What's going on in Plovdiv? Anything? Yeah, we're an international society for Krishna consciousness, which begins from Krishna's lotus feet, which is the first canto. So, on my way here, I flew from Calcutta to Delhi, and while I was waiting for my flight, there were a couple of ladies from Germany. One Indian lady, actually she's from Kashmir, but her and her husband, they live in Germany. And then there was a temple president of one temple there. And so we were chit-chatting, and this young lady, Indian lady, she very sincere, she's been chanting for years, not yet initiated. And I was just asking her casually, have you read Bhagavad Gita cover to cover? No. Chaitanya Charitamrita cover to cover? No. Prabhupada would remind us, I've created these books, first of all, for the devotees of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Not just to... I remember once Rameshwar Prabhu, he was the Sankirtan leader at the time in New Dwarka. And at that time, this was like 75, the book scores were going up exponentially. Every day, somebody was doing 50 big books at the airport, then 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. So he was telling Prabhupada that, you know, these are the scores. And Prabhupada, you know how Prabhupada was. He was just very stoic. He said, but are they reading my books? He was not impressed just by distribution of his books. He wanted us to read his books. So if you have not yet read, as a young devotee especially, I implore you, read all of Prabhupada's books cover to cover. Read for information, first of all. Then you can go back and study. But read cover to cover all of Prabhupada's books, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all of them, Bhagavad Gita, everything, even the small books, Nectar of Instruction, Shriyusha Upanishad. You have to know these books. You have to know these books. It's not enough just to hear from your guru. Where is your guru getting his information from? From Srila Prabhupada. So especially before one is initiated, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta used to say, the guru has to evaluate the prospective disciple, and vice versa, the prospective disciple has to evaluate the prospective guru. How do you evaluate the guru? By how much they have adhered to the teachings of their spiritual master. So in our society, one can evaluate the prospective spiritual master by how much they're presenting what Prabhupada presented. Nothing should be different. Why? Nothing should be different. Not one line should be different. Srila Prabhupada is the Samsthapak Acharya. He is the founder Acharya of ISKCON. His teachings are going to be prominent for the next 10,000 years. So no one has a right to change one thing that Prabhupada is presenting. Nothing. So, and the only way you can know that is if you read Prabhupada's books. If you read Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Nectar of Devotion, all of Prabhupada's books, then you can evaluate. Is this person presenting what Prabhupada presented? Otherwise, how do you know? You just go, Jai, Jai Maharaj, Jai Gurudev. That is not recommended in our society, just Jai Gurudev. It has to be based on knowledge. There's that story. I actually heard from Gaur Govinda Maharaj many years ago. We were a little bit of friends, and he would tell all these stories, you know, that the guru comes to the temple, and of course, all the disciples are Jai Gurudev. Then he sits on the device and says, everybody's Jai Gurudev. Then he says, I would like a glass of water. And everybody's saying, Jai Gurudev. Nobody moves. So it's not enough just to Jai Gurudev. A real disciple anticipates what the spiritual master, the water should have been there before he sat down. This is real disciple. What to speak of when the guru asks for something and he don't do it? What kind of disciple is that? So it's not enough just to be in this mood of Jai Gurudev, Jai Gurudev. One has to have knowledge. It's based on knowledge. Our line specifically stresses hearing and chanting from the right source. Prabhupada tells the story of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta when he was here in Vrindavan, and there was a choice of going on parikrama or hearing Jai and Shishi Gaurantai Bhagavan Ki Jai. Shishi Krishna Malaram Ki Jai, Shishi Radhe Sham Lalita Vishaka Ki Jai. So there was a choice of hearing from the Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, or going on parikrama. So Srila Prabhupada chose to stay and hear from his guru. And his guru noted that this young man likes to hear me speak. So this is the beginning. This is the beginning. One has to hear the spiritual master speak. Otherwise, when you go on parikrama, you're not going to appreciate what you see out there. You're going to take it cheaply. This is sahaja. A lot of people come to Vrindavan and they're running here and there everywhere, and they don't know the first thing about the philosophy behind Krishna consciousness. You cannot appreciate Krishna's Vrindavan Leela without understanding first canto, second canto, third canto, fifth canto, we will hear. So the verse that Prabhupada chose for this canto, the very first verse of the fifth chapter, which is a very heavy verse. Nayang deho dejam bhajam nunloke kastan kaman arate vibhudam ye tapo divyam pushaka yena shudyat sattvam brahma sokyam tunantam. If you want the brahma sokyam, the unlimited spiritual happiness, you have to perform tapasya. It doesn't come cheaply. Tapo divyam. If we're not willing to perform tapasya, we're not going to taste the real nectar of spiritual happiness. It's not going to happen. So the sahaja mentality is, what is this rising early business and chanting so many? I chant when I feel like it. I don't chant when I don't feel like it. No, this mood will not get you very far. You will just be licking the outside of the jar of honey, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said. You will not be able to open it and dive in and taste the real thing. So one has to be willing to perform divine austerities in order to qualify oneself to taste the nectar of Braj, Leela. Because even in Braj, we see that Krishna sometimes shows his opulence. Like we're chanting every morning Vibhavari Sesha, you see the names are mixed in. It's not just all about Gopi Leela. He says, Yashoda Nanana Kamsa Nishudana. Yashoda Nana is the darling son of Mother Yashoda, but Kamsa Nishudana, he's killing Kamsa also. You see? It's not just all about Gopi pastimes. Prabhupada used to drive this point home. It's very important for us to understand. He said, some foolish parties, they like Gopi Krishna, but they don't like Arjun Krishna. You see? Meaning that they don't like Bhagavad Gita. They just want to dive into 10th canto. This is nonsense. If you cannot appreciate Arjun Krishna, there's no way you're going to appreciate Gopi Krishna. You see? And if we read Bhagavad Gita, we see at the end that Sanjaya, he's saying that when I think about this divine conversation between Krishna and Arjuna, my hair is standing on end. It's not that the hair only stands on end when we hear about Gopi Geet. You see? A real devotee, the hair is standing on end when he hears Bhagavad Gita. So don't be misled by those who will take this Braja Leela very cheaply. We have to understand Yashoda Nanana and also Kamsa Nishudana. Both things are there. And then, how do we get a taste for hearing Bhagavad Gita or hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, that taste is awarded by serving the Guru. And this is also Rishabhadev will teach his sons. In the fifth chapter, he's teaching his 100 sons. And he says, you all accept your brother Bharat as your Guru and serve him very nicely. See? Guru has to be there. It cannot be done on your own strength. Cannot be done on your own strength. Our process is proper to point, and it's like the way the cat deals with the kitten, not the way the monkeys deal with their offspring. See, with the monkey offspring, the baby has to hold on by their own strength. The mother is jumping from tree to tree, or from fruit walla cart to fruit walla cart. They're stealing bananas, whatever. But the baby has to hold on with their own strength. In our process, we are taking shelter, and we are taken care of, just like the mother cat takes care of the kitten. We take sincere shelter of Guru. This is our process. We should never think by our own strength. Krishna and Balaram, it's stated earlier on in the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, I think it's in the second chapter. There's a nice verse there. Kritavan kila karamani saharamena keshava atimartyanti bhagavan guru kapata manusha. So it states that Krishna and Balaram, they appeared on this planet, but they appeared just to be like ordinary human beings. Guda kapata manusha. They appeared just like ordinary human beings. But atimartyanti bhagavan, still they're Bhagavan, and periodically they would show that prowess of Bhagavan. Even here in Vrindavan, we see so many demons were coming every day and Krishna was killing them like sport. It wasn't just about, again, just Gopi Leela. So, here again, we're leading up to Lord Rishabhadev's appearance. And the Lord disappeared from King Nabi and Queen Mary Devi. And this is also very, very instructive in our society. Obviously, the marriage ceremony is there, Vivaha, Yajna, and it's to be taken very, very seriously. It's a partnership for life, and one should then enter into the Sankirtan Yajna as a team. Here in Mero Devi and Nabi, it's mentioned that whenever Yajna is performed, the wife should be included. And in our case, it's not very difficult, because our Sankirtan Yajna basically means three things, Prabhupada said. Book distribution, prasadam distribution, harinam. So you can do those three things with your wife, husband and wife together. If you can go out or set up a stall somewhere, distribute some books. Prasadam distribution, either at home. I am very, very fortunate while I'm here in Vrindavan. I've been invited for lunch in wonderful Grihastha ashrams. And harinam, everybody can go out and harinam, husband and wife together. So to perform sacrifice in ISKCON as husband and wife team is not very difficult. Just those three things, Prabhupada stressed. So many activities are going on for sure, but these three things have to be prominent. Book distribution, prasadam distribution, harinam. So who is there that cannot participate in all three, or at least one of those on a daily basis? Everybody can do that. So then Rishabhadev will appear, and again, this fifth chapter again of this fifth canto is extremely important to enter into the philosophy there. Yes, we are a society that stresses philosophy, because without the philosophy, the books are the basis, Prabhupada said. Without understanding these books, you're not going to be able to appreciate the Vrindavan Leela. You can run to every van there is. You can run to every pastime Leela Stan. You will not be able to enter into it in the proper mood if you don't understand the basis, first canto, second canto, third, all the way up to the ninth canto. And then one can enter into the tenth canto with the right appreciation, the right mood. Appreciating again, Krishna Balaram. They appear as ordinary human beings, but they show their prowess. Yesterday we were hearing how Balaram killed Pralambasura. Day before I was on Parikrama with Dinamandu Prabhu. So we went to Bandirvan. And where else did we go? Yesterday, the day before. Mansarovar. Yeah, Mansarovar. Yeah, I've been going to so many places that I'm getting a little confused. Yeah. Mansarovar we went to first, and then Bandirvan. So in Bandirvan, so many pastimes happened there, and one of them is this killing of Pralambasur by Balaram. So even in Vrindavan again, the Brijbasis, they're exposed periodically to Krishna's Bhagavan prowess, he shows. And therefore they discuss amongst themselves, who is this boy? Is he a demigod? Or some are even saying, maybe he's God. We don't care. We love him anyway. He may be God, and prophet said like that. The Brijbasis say, he may be God, he may be whatever he is. We love him anyway. So this is real prema. It's not that the Brijbasis are never exposed to that side of Krishna. No, he shows. But because their love for him is so intense, either in Sakya Ras or Vatsalya Ras or Madhurya Ras, they don't care. I don't care who he is. Demigod or he may be God himself. I don't care. I love him. This is required. This is necessary. So in order to elevate our consciousness to that level, we, generally speaking, I'm speaking for myself, require intense purification. So that's why the mood of Tapo Divyam is required. One has to, if you really, really want to dive into the ocean of Krishna Prema, you have to be willing to purify yourself. We have to be purified. And that purification comes by the grace of Guru. Not on our own strength. It's not that if I sit down and read all day and chant all day. No. One has to satisfy. One has to propitiate Guru. When Guru is satisfied, then automatically the door is open. And this is one of the things that Rishabhade will teach. Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahor Vibhuktes Tamo Dwaram Yoshita Sangi Sangam. This is one of the verses from the fifth chapter. That if you want to make progress spiritually, you have to serve the Mahatmas. You have to serve the Mahatmas. And that service mood is natural here in Braj. Like I said, I was invited from a prasadaman home of Rohini Sutta Prabhu and his wife Gauranga Leela. They made friends with these three young children, young Brijbasis. And you know, like children, they came, they were playing, yelling, sweeping. I was wondering, wow, they were very tolerant to have these kids around their house. But then after they were served prasadam, immediately, they didn't have to be asked. They started cleaning, washing the dishes, cleaning the floor. Naturally, this mood of seva is there. It doesn't have to be forced. This is Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, everyone naturally has this mood of seva. Dham seva, Vaishnava seva, Go Mata seva. Everybody has this mood of service. It doesn't have to be forced. It's natural. That's what Braja means. Braja means that place, that dham, that abode, where everybody naturally has this mood of service to the Lord. And the Lord's devotees. And the Lord's land. Although you can't tell it so much by walking down the street. Prabhupada was very, very upset that the government... he blamed the government for the state of Vrindavan. That we have a saying in America, where attention goes, money flows. So if the government would pay attention to the Holy Dham, then the money would be there, not just for building all these skyscraper apartment buildings, but for cleaning up the Dham, for serving Yamuna Devi, cleaning up Yamuna. These things are required. But in Kali Yuga, again, as we said in the beginning, it's the age of ignorance, age of darkness. They don't see the importance. Everything is just money, 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 money. Money, money, money. Even the locals are becoming infected with that mood. As soon as you get out of the vehicle, when you go to some lila stand, immediately they run up. Money, money, money. Like that. It wasn't like that. I first came here in 76, and it wasn't like that. You could go to the holy places, and the locals would join the party, and everybody would just be in the mood of hearing and chanting, and no question of, give me money. But nowadays, that's, you know, you jump up. But Prabhupada blamed the government for this. Blame the government. They don't, because they're in Maya, the so-called leaders, they're in Maya, they're not guided by the pure devotees of the Lord as it was in the past. Like we have King Nabi. He's Rajarshi. He's the Raja, but he's also Rishi. He's a very elevated devotee, so much so that the Lord appeared to him in person. And if you read the pastime, the priests who were conducting the sacrifice, because the sacrifice was being conducted to get a son, so the king could have a son. So when the Lord appeared, the priests were lamenting that, oh, we're sorry we disturbed you to bring you here for something as paltry as asking for a son. you're the Supreme Lord, like that. They were glorifying him. But he appeared because Nabi, King Nabi, was a great soul, great devotee. Not that the Lord is obliged to appear when there is some sacrifice. He's not obliged to appear in person. But he appeared in person because Nabi Maharaj was a great soul. But the current leaders, they're less than Shudra. And they're taking up the post of Chatri, of leaders. And therefore, they're nothing but misleaders. And everything is falling apart. They stress so much economic development, but the inflation just goes on. You know, what used to cost 5 rupees, tomorrow will cost 10 rupees, and it just goes up and up and up like that. So even materially, they're useless. Or to speak of, they are giving nobody any spiritual guidance. So Srila Prabhupada was very, very adamant that since everybody's in this age attracted by this democracy, then the best way to advance Krishna consciousness is distributing his books so that the citizens will become purified by this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness, Krishna conscious knowledge, and then they will demand good leaders. Otherwise, if the citizens are ignorant, they're just going to keep voting for another ignorant fellow. Take this one down, put in another one. This is going on all around the world. And you vote for some guy, and when you see that he's cheating you, you're not getting anything worthwhile, then you pull him down and replace him with another person of the same type, same mentality. So it's very, very important for us to be very, very serious, particularly in hearing and chanting Srila Prabhupada's books. And this is where purification takes place. The more we hear from Srila Prabhupada, the more the heart becomes purified, and then the more there will be potency when we repeat what we've heard. But as I said, Prabhupada was not impressed if we simply distribute his books and we don't read his books. And the proof that we read his books is that we want to live by his instructions. So Prabhupada Vani is available for everyone. Prabhupada Vani is, Prabhupada himself said, even if all the temples were to close down and all of you were to go away, it's still too late because my books are out there. So this is a real force for pushing out Krishna consciousness, this Srila Prabhupada's books. And we should never feel that we have the potency to do anything independent of Srila Prabhupada. In the first canto, I think it's in the 10th verse of the second chapter, yes. Shukadeva Goswami, he gives a list of the 10 topics of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargasya snanam poshanam utaya manmantar ishanakata naroda muktir ashraya. So this fifth canto is dealing with the creative impetus. First there is sarga, which is actually done by Krishna. Sometimes we call Lord Brahma the creator, but he is the sub-creator. Atra sarga visarga, subsequent creation, that is done by Lord Brahma, because he himself knows that he cannot produce anything without Krishna's giving him the intelligence and the ingredients. And we should always remember this. Always remember this, because sometimes, naturally, as we stay around 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, in my case, 40 years, we would get some responsibility, we get some Lakshmi to deal with, whatever. And it's very easy to become puffed up, thinking that I have done so much, I am planning to do so much. What can you do? Lord Brahma, who is the most intelligent in the universe, he knows. I cannot do anything unless Krishna gives me the ingredients and the intelligence. And therefore, before starting anything, he prays to satisfy the Lord. So we should always be in this mood of praying to the Lord for the intelligence to do things properly. Otherwise, it's so easy to become, again, falsely proud, thinking that I'm smarter than the next guy, I can do so many, I have so many ideas, and these leaders are not listening to me. And what do we know? We don't know anything without Krishna giving us the intelligence and the raw materials. So we have the creative impetus. This is the title of this canto. It's called the creative impetus. Every one of us has a creative impetus to make something, to create something. But we should understand that that is coming from Krishna. And without Krishna's giving us the ingredients, we cannot create anything. Prabhupada used to use the example of a table. If I provide wood and the tools and salary, who does the table to belong to? The carpenter who puts it all together, or the person who gave all the ingredients? So it's like that. Krishna is giving us all ingredients. So if we use the intelligence that also comes from Krishna, we create something, whether it's a temple or a table or whatever, who does it belong to? It belongs to Krishna. So how can I be proud that this is mine? This is mine. This is child mentality. When the children are born, immediately they have this acquisitive mentality. Anything you bring in front of them, mine. And you have a hard time getting it back from them. So we're like that. For the few years that we're on this planet, we're thinking, this is mine. This camera, this table, this car, this mine. And I want more and more and more. No, it belongs to Krishna. And it should be used in Krishna's service, consciously and happily. Why should we grudgingly serve the Lord? That means not very advanced. Service should be done with a loving attitude, just like those children I was mentioning. They didn't have to be forced to clean and, you know, wash the dishes. Happily, because they find some value in their relationship with Rohini Sutta Prabhu and his wife. They find value in that relationship. So they happily serve, clean the floor, whatever. So similarly, if we find value in our relationship with Guru and Krishna, then we will happily serve. You don't have to be forced. This is a spontaneous level that we have to come to. Raganuga Bhakti means spontaneously serving. Don't have to be forced anymore to get up to go on the Mangal Arati. Don't have to be forced to chant the japa. Don't have to be forced to distribute the books. Don't have no force required. Because we are grateful, first of all. Gratitude has to be there. And then we are lovingly serving the Lord. Very, very grateful for the opportunity to serve the Lord. And it becomes almost like a game, because the devotee wants always to serve and not asking for anything, and the Lord wants to give the devotee. So everything we have has come from Krishna, everything we will get in the future will come from Krishna, and we should see like that. So I'm told the class can go till 9 o'clock, but with your permission, I'm going to end a little early because I've made an agreement with Dinamanda Prabhu to go to Vrindakund. So I'll stop here if there are any questions or comments a few minutes before I leave. Oh, yes, Prabhu? Is there a wireless mic? If not, I'll repeat whatever your question is. Well, at that time, Prabhupada put us on notice that he was not going to translate any more books until we caught up, because he was way ahead of the production. So he told us, 2 months, you have to finish the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which meant 15 volumes, and produce this fifth canto. So at that time, it was in 2 volumes. So we actually produced 17 volumes in 2 months. When Prabhupada first said that, Ramachandra Prabhu, who was also the BBT manager at the time, he said, Prabhupada, that's impossible. And that's when Prabhupada made that famous statement, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. In other words, if you agree to try your best to serve Krishna, anything can be done. Anything is possible. So then Ramachandra understood that Prabhupada was really serious, so we set up a production. And literally, I was Brahmachari at the time, we would just go to take rest at about 10 o'clock, get up at 3 o'clock, chant half the rounds before Mangal Arati, the other half after Mangal Arati, and go straight to BBT. And like that, round the clock production for 2 months.